breakfast as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband, and this time I was automatically deleted right away, so I feel kind of normal, which is unfortunate, but I still love you, and I still think of you fondly. On the conversation of yesterday, of the things I said yesterday, it was interesting because I had a dialogue with Chris, and because we talked about when I went today, today was Farmer's Market, and I did, you know, there's one guy left. He's 90 years old, I'm typically now getting tomatoes, green peppers, and apples from him, you know, three times a week. He has them in little plastic basket, and you know, for others, he puts them in a plastic bag. For me, I just throw it in my bag, and I don't use people's bags. I'm weird that way. That basket of tomatoes is just too much for me for 2 days or 3 days. So I take about half of it and give it to Lynn and Gary. And when I was there, one of the things that frequently comes up is politics, because Lynn more than Gary, but Gary too, is very, very, very anti-Trump. And will take an opportunity to say so, which I find fascinating, because I've grown to the point that I don't care. And I can honestly say that. So when I talk with Chris, he remains, because he's been that way, you know, since he grew up, a fan of sports. And especially baseball. So a game was happening today. We discussed it a little bit. And then then the question came up. Because if you want to know about, like I discussed yesterday, the events of Duma, the events around the persecution of Julian Assange, the events around, I can tell you a little bit of things in the Armenian and Azerbaijan war that is happening in the last couple weeks. You know, I can tell you about those things. I can't tell you about sports, and I can't really tell you about politics. I don't know if I've heard more than a 10-second clip from basically anybody in the political world. I don't listen, because again, as I've matured as a follower of Christ, it's a rejection of him. So it's a waste of time. There are other things to pursue. However, the question is, the fact that are you aware that there's a lot of shooting going on between the people of Armenia and Azerbaijan, their neighboring countries, and there's an area where it's a contention of who actually dominates that area, and Erdogan out of Turkey he's kind of they say he's trying to reestablish the Ottoman Empire. He's been aggressive towards Syria. He's been aggressive towards Libya, and he is apparently being aggressive here because there is the history of the Armenian genocide that Turkey apparently did, but doesn't want to admit to, is long ago. It gives you an idea of the tensions in the world stage. And then, of course, there are the events of the in Turkey, there is this huge, now it's a mosque. It was built as a Eastern Orthodox church, like 1,000 years ago, became captured by the Muslims, turned into a mosque, became changed again. It became kind of a building, and then, I mean, like a couple months ago, became a mosque again, and there's tension around that. So these things happen in the world, and it's kind of like there is the question of, does it matter? Is it like sports, or is it like politics? And it's a fascinating question because, you know, in one sense, I can tell you about why, a little more of the history of the institutional church, because studied a little bit about how Constantine, you know, up to the point where the Roman Empire was persecuting those who profess Christ, killed them, you know, the lions, the Roman candles, and just simply putting them on a cross. So it was rather vicious until Constantine, which effectively was the seat of the Roman Catholic Church. So knowing that history gives you an insight of why we have the institutional church, and of course the evidence for the fallacy of it, not only in history, besides Scripture itself. So it's an interesting question, and it's a difficult question. Is there a comparison between sports, politics, and history, including history that, you know, current events that will become history? And, you know, this is substantive, and obviously substantive dialogue doesn't go over well when people are in love with their institution. It is like, you know, the politics, the Democrats and Republicans the slander that's going back and forth between Democrats and Republicans is horrendous. Again, facts don't matter. We need slander. Again, I use the example. I think I used the example yesterday. People criticize Trump for Russian collusion, which is no evidence, but they don't criticize him for. The Duma and Khan Shukun retaliation, you know, firing missiles into the country, which was an act of war. It was murder. But you don't criticize them because the Democrats and the Republicans are on the same side on that, which is unfortunate, because that's where the Christians should say, that's wrong. Anyway, a long message again. I'm trying to understand what it is to be obedient to Christ. Learn from history. You know, it's my repenting from movies, because the movie industry, was basically run by the people that were part of the OSS. Some went to the CIA, some went to the news media and Hollywood. And what is their purpose? Deception. And to see where I was deceived is kind of like, well, that's embarrassing. But even more is repentance. I need to encourage others, especially my wife and my kids. I would love to, because I love them. I've got to figure out how. My lady, long message again. We should have time together. And together encourage, protect, and bless our kids rather than hand them over to the state. My lady, I love you.